Boats without onboard pilots or drivers are starting to make their way onto the world's waters. You won't find so-called autonomous boats on the Great Lakes just yet, but that could change over the next decade, at least for universities doing research. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Wormbach has more on a recent demonstration of the technology.
In Milwaukee's harbor near Discovery World, a diesel-powered yellow boat about 18 feet long is going back and forth in the water. A radio antenna is on top of the aluminum boat, taking in signals from a transmitter on shore. The commands help direct the boat's turns, though it also has a programmed computer that could make additional adjustments. Welcome to the world of autonomous or unmanned boats that promise various tasks without the need for someone on board, but with humans remotely controlling the watercraft. This yellow boat is called the Sea Worker 5. It was built by the company ASV Global, which was acquired last fall by the U.S. and British firm L3 Technologies. The demonstration was for the recent meeting of the Conference of Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Governors and Premiers. L3's Andrew Zigweed told the leaders that one thing the little boat can do is help a bigger one with mapping water depths.
You'll have a survey ship mapping bathymetry, and they'll launch a force multiplier such as the Sea Worker 5 with the same sonar equipment on board. So that'll allow operators to actually go out and map twice the area in half the time for roughly or even less than half the cost.
Zigweed says much of that work has been for commercial clients in the Gulf of Mexico, like offshore oil and natural gas companies. But he says autonomous boats can also be right for universities doing lake research. For public universities to be able to buy anything pricey, it often means convincing their state's governor it's a good idea. So as part of the demonstration, the governors in attendance were invited to take the keyboard controlling the Sea Worker 5. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer took the controls and quickly had a question.
So wait, what would happen if I got it too close to the shore? You would steal this from me or it would correct itself?
Whitmer's guide from L3 explained there was also a second set of controls nearby, meaning someone else could save the vessel. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers came over for a look at the controls, but did not take them. Evers told WUWM that he could eventually see autonomous research vessels operating in the Midwest.
For example, mapping the Great Lakes. I mean, think about how important that is to the state of Wisconsin. Be able to do that at much lower cost and much more accuracy. You know, that's a great thing. So, technology is going to march on, so let's find good ways to use it.
Throughout the Sea Worker 5 demonstration, the much larger UW-Milwaukee research vessel, the Niske, was nearby, ready to help corral any wayward movements. UWM Freshwater Sciences Dean Val Klump says someday he just might request one of the small autonomous boats.
Yeah, maybe as the technology matures. These are relatively experimental. And of course, our research is always driven by a question. What are we trying to answer? And so this is a tool. And when the question comes up that this is a tool, yeah, we'll definitely go after it.
Some universities on the Great Lakes are also talking about sharing an autonomous vessel. But the Coast Guard is still working on regulations for use, much like aviation officials did in the early days of drone aircraft. Meanwhile, on the oceans, there are experiments with using autonomous ferries to carry passengers. L3 Technologies' Andrew Zigweed says it makes sense near remote islands.
And they have one ferry ride per week or per day. And their idea is to have a simple two-car ferry that they can command to come and pick them up and take them to their island.
Zigweed acknowledges there may be public nervousness about stepping onto a boat with no human at the controls, the same way some people are concerned about riding in the driverless cars that are being developed. But he says as an interim step, his company is adding more smart autopilot technology to existing ships to show how much high-tech is already guiding some vessels. Chuck Wormbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.